This is the Edmentum Podcast Mini, where we cover targeted topics you care about. This series is all about reflection and how our summer plans can pave the way for positive impacts in the fall. I'm your host, David Cicero. Thanks for tuning in and welcome to summer. Over the last year and a half, educators have been forced into new ways of communicating with parents, with students, with colleagues, and into reflection about their abilities, their aspirations, and their beliefs about teaching and learning. Now, to me, this represents an opportunity to hone the value they bring to those they interact with and be able to clearly represent that value. This is what branding is. When someone thinks of you, they're flooded with information about what you offer. And I want to talk about how you can really grab a hold of this to your advantage. Jonte Lee, the DCPS teacher we had on two episodes ago that turned his kitchen into a science lab, is a master at this. He also happens to have a master's degree in it, marketing that is. If you Google him, you'll find the brand he's created, and there's no question what he stands for and the value he can bring to a community or district. And he's back on the show today to teach us a few things about how teachers can work on their brand. Jonte, if I'm thinking about using part of my summer to start to build a brand for myself, online or otherwise, can you help us with an outline to get us started?
Okay, so first, when we're looking at a brand is just not a name or a logo. A brand is what you stand for. What do you represent? If you are not in the room and someone lists all of your qualities, people in that room would know, oh, we are talking about this person. So to help with that, David, can we do a little exercise?
Yep, let's do it.
Okay, so I'm going to call out some qualities and you tell me what brand I am thinking of.
Okay.
It's blue. It's also orange. It cleans. It smells fresh. It removes stains.
Okay, I'm thinking Shout, Tide, something like that.
Perfect. Yeah, Shout, Tide. In my mind, I was thinking Tide. However, we are still in the same vein of cleaner, something that cleans, something that's fresh. And that because both Shout and Tide uses those adjectives to describe their brand. Now, what I would like for you to do is, what are some adjectives that you would use to describe yourself?
Oh, are you asking me?
Yes. Or this is also for the audience and out there and as well. Just like we listed the adjectives to describe Tide, what are those things that describes David? What are those things that describes you as the teacher? And when we are developing this list, let's leave your name off of it. But if someone was to hear all of those adjectives, all of those qualities, they would know I'm talking about David. I'm talking about Jonte. I'm talking about this teacher here.
Okay. Well, I'm going to steal one because fresh has got to be on my list.
Okay, fresh.
Okay, so that's going to be the first one. So seriously, I would say I think creative comes to mind. I might even put on this list big thinker, almost aloof in some ways.
Okay.
I think dependable. I think fair.
Okay.
I think engaging. Those are just a few that kind of pop into my head off the top.
Okay. For me, I am innovative. I am loyal. I am compassionate. I can have a rough edge from time to time.
Okay.
And that also I am out of the box thinker. I am so those are the things that describe me as well. Also, depends on who you ask. Well, for the majority, I am type A.
Okay.
Okay. And so now that we have our adjectives and that I would like for us to put that in one column and that we're going to name this column adjectives that describe me.
Okay, I'm doing it. I'm doing it on my paper here.
Perfect. The next column is how do you reinforce your brand daily? Because the previous column that we just created, that is your brand. That is what you are known for. Now, because we are known for something, what do we do daily to reinforce that? For example, adjective I listed was, I am peaceful, I am tranquil. Something that I may do daily is meditate to reinforce that part of my brand. So let's look at the list you and I created, David, for ourselves, and let's think of some daily routines that we do to reinforce our brand.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Yes.
So on my list, I have this idea of like being aloof, right? Maybe I don't want that as a part of my brand. Like, I think that is a part of me. Mm-hmm. So now that you're having me think about how do I reinforce? Okay, so that's not something I really want to reinforce. So maybe, although I can be kind of a bit in with my head in the clouds, maybe my reinforcement is, you know, although I might have my head in the clouds, I make sure that I have the ability to get on target pretty quickly when the time comes, something like that. So, you know, there were a few things on my list that I'm not sure that I want to be a part of my brand. And so maybe, you know, something like that. I don't know. I was just thinking here.
No. So that right there is a fantastic point. Now that we have all of our adjectives to that describes us, and this is part of our brand. So are there things on there that we would like to remove, or are there things that we would like to add?
Okay. So one of yours was that you reinforced through meditation. Which one was that?
So that would be peaceful. And so if I feel that I am a peaceful, tranquil, calm person, one of the things that I do is meditate daily. And that would reinforce this, my peaceful, calm nature. If another thing that I am creative, I think outside of the box. And in order for me to reinforce that, I read different types of genre. I watch different types of movies. I watch documentaries. I watch horror films. And then with that, I try to find a connection and a connection between the two different types of genres and create something from that connection.
Yeah. So you're making sure your daily habits are reinforcing those things on that list.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. And that's actually for yourself too. I mean, because peaceful, you know, you might do meditation to make sure that you sort of remain peaceful and you're seen as peaceful, but also to reinforce your brand to yourself, to make sure that remains a part of you.
Yes. And also social media for me is a great driver for my creativity. I adapt that to what I'm doing. For example, I turned my kitchen into a classroom, a chemistry lab. Well, that I got that idea from watching Sesame Street. And so being innovative and being creative is that I have to look in different areas to feed that.
Okay, so we've got a listing of adjectives that is our what we think our brand is or want our brand to be, and then the next column is okay, what are we doing daily? Whether it's a habit, like a private thing, like meditation, or what are we doing sort of outwardly to continue to reinforce that brand? So those are the first two steps. Do I have that right?
Yes.
Okay.
And then what we also need to do is make sure that our brand that we want to be known for is known on a every level in our lives. And what I mean by that is I just don't want to be known as a great teacher in my classroom. So I also use social media to show that I am a great teacher. So to promote that is something we should be doing daily. So while we are doing these daily affirmations, another thing is to promote our brand. And so now that we have those two columns, the next column is, this is so important, what are the things that we do to hurt our brand? Your adjectives as an example?
Yeah,
if you said you are aloof, okay? So let's use
aloof. That's going to haunt me past this podcast, I'm sure.
To counteract you being aloof, you can be very astute. You can give insightful feedback. You can be proactive and in your thinking and that in your action list. So those are things that are counteracting the aloofness. And this right here is a great exercise too. With our brand, let's just be honest what our brand is. How are we perceived? And then what are we doing to reinforce that? But what can I do to hurt that part of my brand can actually be a great thing. I can make sure that my grammar and punctuation is correct. I don't have any typos. So things that we do to hurt our brand can be a good thing or a negative thing. It depends on what your brand is.
Right. Depends on what you want your brand to be.
Correct.
Right. Right.
Because if you want your brand to be laziness, then don't do anything that will show that you are not lazy.
Right. 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 Yeah. I get it. So in my case, I feel like the aloof part is really, you know, I'm kind of a big thinker and I almost can't help it. My brain just kind of lives in the clouds, but I think that over the years I've been able to kind of hone in when need be. So if I like that part of my brand, you know, let's say I'm in a work meeting and you know, ideas are being thrown around and we're brainstorming. I mean, being silent there might hurt my brand. Or when I do speak up, if I'm not collaborative in how I'm speaking, that can hurt my brand too, right? Because no one might want to hear my ideas if I'm just dragging everyone else's through the mud, right? And like you said, if I think that like laziness is a part of my brand, I can figure out, well, what am I doing that is making that's reinforcing that laziness? Oh, it's, you know, my grammar's horrible when I send an email out and I'm not putting periods. And, you know, so then I can hurt that part of my brand by fixing my grammar. But in this case, it's actually in the long run, building the brand that I want.
Correct.
Okay. So we don't want to do things, we want to understand what hurts our brand and what the effect might be. So in some cases, we might want to hurt the brand if those branding elements are things that we don't want. But the things that we do want, we want to make sure we're not doing anything to contradict that. So we've got a list of qualities that are my brand. We understand how to reinforce them daily. We understand what hurts a brand and how that could be detrimental or how that could benefit our brand. So I think those are the first three. Those are three so far. Okay.
Okay. And so then take and have your friends or people that interact with you or take an honest anonymous survey and ask the question, how would you describe me? And tell them to be brutally honest, because how we think we are coming across may be the exact opposite of how we are coming across.
I know how that feels. Yeah.
And for example, whenever we go to a party or a function, a gathering, some of us may want to play it cool and just chill in the background because we're playing it cool. We don't want to do too much. It's actually coming across as standoffish and we don't want to be bothered. Some of us are over jovial, and we may be thinking that we are making everybody have a good time. It may be coming across as annoying. And so in your mind, your brand is, I'm a chill person, I am relaxed, but the world perceives your brand as standoffish, doesn't want to be bothered, a loner.
Right.
So getting that great feedback is incredibly important.
And being open to it, right? You've got to be open, you know, growth mindset, not take it personally. You've got to be open. But I like this context, because if you're building your brand and this is on your mind, then you're naturally, you know, this is part of the process.
Correct. This is part of the process. And just one thing to backtrack, make sure everybody, please, your social media reflects your brand. Because I cannot emphasize this enough. If you go to my social media page, you will see science, education across the board. And you see a few personal pictures about me to show that I'm personable. And the reason why that is important is because of a little thing called the PI model. Here is the PI model, P-I-E. P stands for performance, I, image, E, exposure. We use this PI model to get a promotion, to get an interview, to get a seat at the quote unquote table, anything that you want to further your career, use the PI model. Performance, image, exposure. Now, this exercise, and I know that because I'm a teacher, I gave everybody two things to do, is to create this charting, plus also to work with the PI model, but just bear with me here. If you had to invest percentage-wise, how much effort you would place in each category in order to get a promotion or to get recognition, how would you break it down, David? And it has to add up to 100%. So performance, image, exposure, how much effort percentage-wise you would place in each category?
So my initial thinking is that performance is the weightiest. So, you know, I would put performance, image, exposure. So maybe it's, you know, 50% performance, maybe it's, 30% image, what's left, 20% exposure, something like that. And this is just my initial thoughts on this.
Okay. So the PI model has been heavily researched. The correct answer is for performance is 10%. Image is 30% and exposure is 60%. Let's break it down. You doing your job is great. And we know many people who say, I'm doing my job, but I'm not getting promoted. Or I know someone who doesn't do their job as well as me and they are getting promoted. The reason why it should be only 10% is you should be doing your job from the door, number one. And doing your job, you get your paycheck. So you and your employer are now even. You did your job, you got your paycheck, even. They owe you nothing else. They don't owe you that promotion because you did your job. You are even. But here's where that brand comes in at with the image part. And this is the 30%. Okay, David is doing his job, but he's turned in his assignments late. I have to hound him to turn in his assignments. David needs a lot of direction to complete his assignments. David has a lot of questions that we went over previously and past assignments. So he's not learning. That's not a good image. So why would I want to promote you? Yeah, David is doing the job, but it is taking a lot of work to get him to do the job. Or David is doing his job. David is proactive. David shows up early. David stays late when needed. David is a team player. Other people on the team look up to David as a leader. David thinks outside of the box. He is a visionary, and he's also able to see the big picture and realize how the little details come together to form the big picture. Doesn't right. that sound promotable?
It does. It does.
Boom. And that right there is your brand, because your brand is your image. So David is doing his job, and
Right.
Or David is doing his job, but
right.
You want the end and not the but.
Right. Okay.
So once you have a great image, people want to expose you to different things.
Mm.
Here's what we do. David has all these qualities. I'm going to expose him to other opportunities. Because you and I both know a lot of jobs are never posted.
Right.
So how do I break into that? Is with your brand.
Right.
Well, that I makes can't a lot of have sense. A great educational brand if you see me on Instagram going out drinking every single night. And not there's nothing wrong with it, but I'm saying it is counterintuitive to my brand. Nobody's going to expose me to other opportunities. And then once I expose you to other people and your brand is consistent to what I talked you up to be, oh man, the sky is the limit.
Yeah, yeah.
We should do our job, but also focus on our brand.
Yeah, the exposure piece I'm hearing then is really, I was thinking exposing sort of myself, but really it's about making others want to expose you Correct. To more things.
I mean, we are able to expose, sure, brag on the things that you are doing. Brag in a very authentic, humble way, because there is a fine line between confidence and arrogance. There's a fine line between wanting people to celebrate your success and being a thirst trap. A fine line. So make sure that you check your motives. But that is the PI model. But the question is, what do I want to be exposed to? And that is up to you. What do you want? Do you want to be teacher of the year? Do you want to be an assistant principal? Do you want to be an instructional coach? Whatever you want to be, and you could do an internet search, there is a model for it. Things that you should be doing on your job. So that goes to the performance piece, but also things you should be doing to build your brand to get that exposure.
Right. It's almost circular here. You know, the mm-hmm. last point was know what you want to do with your brand, right? If I know what I want to do, I can go take a look at what makes up that brand, what's a Correct. Part of that role. Then I can say, okay, now compare that to the list I made, the qualities of my brand, and then go back through the process. So I really love these 5 points. I'm going to kind of summarize them really quickly. So listing the qualities, literally pencil and paper, sit down, list the qualities of your brand. Take each of those and think of ways that you can reinforce those qualities daily. Taking another look at those qualities, analyze and reflect on what you're doing to hurt your brand, right? And is hurting that part of your brand a good thing, right? Are you doing things to not be seen as lazy, because lazy might be part of your brand? Or are you doing things to reinforce being creative? Take a look at the ways you may want to hurt your brand, or the ways that you don't want to hurt your brand. Next step, figuring out how you are perceived. Asking a close friend or family member or somebody that would be honest with you. PI model, performance, image, exposure. Exposure number one, 60%, I believe it was. And then reflecting the larger picture, what do I really want to do with my brand? Do I want to be an astronaut, or I want to be seen as a community teacher? Reflecting back on that brand list, that quality list, is it supporting what you want to do? No? Okay. Well, go back and revise. I really like this circular model. You can kind of go through it over and over again, reflect and revise on it in itself. Jonte, I appreciate you coming on for this episode on branding. I love this list. I have gotten value out of it just going through it with you, and I'm hoping that educators listening find value in it too. Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much for having me. That this was great.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Edmentum Podcast. If you like what you hear, you can support our show by subscribing and leaving a review. If you're looking for more Edmentum resources, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn under the handle @Edmentum. Stay tuned for more episodes, and until then, stay well.